Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margo Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
8 o'clock hour with a Wednesday wheel spin, the random Wednesday wheel spin coming up at 8:20, and then the show of whales delivers, not G-Bag, and their Ranger guests. It's our guest list with Brian Broaddus at 8:40, Adam Schefter at 9, Brett Boone at 9:20, all brought to you by Best Buy Windows and Siding, the on-time experts, official AC heating and air plumbing, plumbing partner of the Dallas Cowboys. Thanks for being a total. That stands for turn it on, leave it on. Did you see what happened to ESPN yesterday?
Oh, man, they got caught. They got caught.
That's all-time hilarious. That's G-Bag type hilarious.
I mean, it's one thing to have, like, you know, just get caught by a post, right? But to do it and to have a video from like 2 years ago.
So there's this Twitter guy, and his little shtick is, hey, Cowboys camp has started. Check out the highlights. And it was Brandon Cooks from 2 seasons ago catching a pass. Adam Schefter and others were on the ESPN set. Mina Kimes, I think it was First Take. It must have been First Take with Mina. And they're like, here you go. Here's the highlight. Look at George Pickens already off to the fast start. Well, they hadn't even started practice.
Right.
They hadn't even started practice. And correct me if I'm wrong.
Because wasn't this like 9:30 in the morning, 10 o'clock in the morning, which means it's 8 a.m., 7 a.m. Oxnard time?
George Pickens have a little different build from Brandon Cooks. Is there a little height difference?
Couple 5 inches or so.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, he's significantly bigger than him. And this is also, yeah, this was like what? This was the day, this was, they played it before, or this tweet had been sent out the day before. So like they weren't practicing yet. It was first day of practice. Like the tweet they were grabbing from was not even a day the Cowboys were supposed to like start practice. It was the day of their opening press conference and things like that. But ultimately, we know who's going to get in trouble for this. It's whoever in the production line grabbed it and then put it in their run.
But nobody looks at like players' physiques anymore. There was a, it wasn't Debo. It was a, who's the other receiver in Miami? Jalen?
Oh, Jalen Waddle?
Jalen Waddle. Yeah. Remember the Jalen Waddle got jacked?
Yeah.
Jalen Waddle got swole. And it was like one of the linemen putting on Waddle's jerseys. And it's like, Can we use our sports brains a little bit here? That doesn't look like George Pickens.
Yeah, the Zeke.
How does ESPN, being the Cowboys sluts that they are, not sit here and know the Cowboys practice schedule or have anyone out in Oxnard like Slater is for the NFL Network?
I guarantee you they have someone in Oxnard.
I guarantee
there's someone there.
Well, have you seen a live update from there? I guess Archer.
Yeah.
They're relying on Archer. But they didn't check in with Todd on like the actual practice schedule? You guys whore yourselves out so much for 90% of your football programming to be Dallas Cowboys, and you don't even know when they're live practicing on the field? What a joke.
So NFL Network, I just can only speak from there. Some of the run sheets, I'll show you one of them during the break. Some of the run sheets they have back at the network are insane. How it's like, here's every city we're in today. Here's every city we're not in, but here's their availability. Here's what they're doing today. It's nuts. This is, I don't know if it's any different being that the show that it was, if that's like a little bit more entertainment-y, like would they have the news people on that necessarily, like news editors? And I'm going to give a little covering fire here. I don't know how easy is it from where they're sitting on set to like whatever videos they roll. I don't know how easy it is to see the stature and the size. They may just see player made a catch. It may not be obvious that it's somebody smaller than Pickens. Or he may look and go like, oh, he looked kind of small there. But the other aspect of this is like, if you're throwing a video in front of me and tell me this is from Cowboys practice day and I'm up there just as an analyst and I'm covering the whole NFL, I might look at that and go, oh, that's cool. I specifically didn't know. This would have to get killed with people in the production side. That's who I would imagine would be getting ruined for this.
If you're Schefter, Schefter's just up there. Now, Schefter probably would know when they're starting to practice, especially if it was the day before. But like if you're just up there and you're Molly Kierum or whoever's doing the hosting at the time, you just see it. They say, oh, okay. Yeah, I get that. I understand that.
Well, then other people started tagging ESPN and saying other shots from Cowboys practice, and it was Romo and Garrett.
Catch up there. Everson Wall's getting beat. Here, look at this. This is incredible, isn't it?
Wow. That was doing a joint press with the Niners today.
That's funny. All right, let's get to some training camp true or false with our insider, Bobby Bell.
Yep, we got Cowboys training camp. We had the first practice yesterday. We'll get the first padded practice on Sunday when we arrive in Oxnard, California. The real coverage from the studs begins. Not, you know, get somebody who knows how to handle a Joe Milton interview. That's when we get there. So we're going to do some true or false. First one here, with all the toxicity that's been flowing around this first day, a Cowboys player will throw McCarthy under the bus for last season's problems. True or false?
I mean, subtly,
we will have a story about did this player just throw McCarthy under the bus and blame him for issues last year?
No, false.
Okay.
I think we all ask, how's it different?
Yeah.
What's the comparison? And someone will be like, oh, we got some more energy. I'm not going to count that as throwing him under the bus. Everything's more lively, communication, and, you know, we're kind of a little more together. It would have to go past that for me to qualify. So false.
Yeah, because I remember when they got Wade.
And I think they liked Mike.
Yeah, I think they joined.
I would too if I didn't have to practice.
They like, but when they got Wade in 07, I remember one of the things everybody was saying was, man, like, you know, I feel so much more fresh in camp. You know, it's a looser atmosphere. I didn't think that was shots of Bill. It was just, it's different.
No, yeah, you're just talking about the new experience.
Right, it's different. Year to year, it's different when you have a new coaching staff in there. So, yeah, I'm with Sean. Like, now somebody will say, if somebody comes out there and says, I mean, I'm allowed to play to my strengths because this is a more player-friendly system, that might be a shot, but I don't think so.
Cowboys, true or false for training camp here on 105 through the Fan. You can weigh in on the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorneys Fan Text 877-881-1053. True or false? Brian Schottenheimer will go viral for dog cussing a player during a practice.
Well, I mean, we got to get clear audio of it. Yesterday, everyone's like, look at this greeting between him and his receivers. And he was coming up to Lamb and Pickens. And I listened to it, and it wasn't like crystal clear. I think finally at the end, it was like, my guys, there they are.
So, a dressing down then, a visual representation, like a video will go viral of him just like ripping into somebody. Since he has said, I hold them accountable. You don't have to worry about
false,
that.
False. Because we won't be able to tell, I don't think, too much differently of the body language that Brian usually gives of pep talk guy. He's always excited. You're like, Kevontae Turpin, he was criticizing yesterday, like, don't leave your feet, stay on the ground. Well, I'm not going to be able to tell if that's shoddy being excited or Shotty yelling.
If they were,
I think his body language would pretty much be the same.
If they were on Hard Knocks, it's a guaranteed yes. But since they're not, I'm with Sean. I don't think we're going to get a viral video.
I think we do. I don't think it's going to be a question. I think it'll be
on purpose then.
It'll be something happens during a drill, and I could see it being something as like cut the music, turn the music off, and that like turn this off so they can hear.
Stop
me.
The mojo
and
moment. Then
exactly.
Yeah, who's broadcasting practice now?
Stop the music and then go to. I mean, that's what Michael Irvin said happened when he was out there at that practice. That like Schottenheimer's like cut this off. You got what? I did you guys a solid. I gave you guys some time. I think we're gonna see. These practices are so exposed. I think you're going to see something like that happen, and fans are going to love it, and they're going to share it all around. All right, next one here, true or false for the Cowboys during training camp.
And you think that's going to be who he naturally is or a little bit for show?
No, I think that's who he is, and just naturally over the course of that much time,
When we sat down with him for lunch,
all right.
I didn't care if I offended him a little bit. I wanted the straight-up answer, but I asked him, man, you're so nice. You're so pleasant. Can you be mean? Can you be mean enough to these guys? And he kind of gave a look. Y'all, give me your perspective. Correct me if I'm wrong.
He was offended.
He kind of gave a look like, yeah, I can be mean enough.
He was more offended with that than Rowdy Tellez was, but the fat jokes.
He gave you one of these nods.
Yeah.
Like kind of pursing lips like, okay, you clearly don't know. You don't know about me. All right, next one here, Cowboys, true or false. You would rather the Cowboys defense get the better of the offense during practices.
I'd rather the Cowboys defense get the better of the offense.
Because that's usually what happens, even though yesterday it felt like you were giving the nod to the offense.
And since that's usually what happens, is that concerning if the defense isn't getting the best? Does that make you worried about what Eberflus is doing?
Great question.
I would never. I mean, like a day to, not like overall, the whole camp?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, the whole camp, I want the offense to be better because I'm relying on the offense more.
One day here or there? Sure, absolutely.
Are you asking to start off?
I think that generally over the course of training camps, defenses have advantages in a lot of these scenarios. So if they're not winning, that's usually concerning to me.
Okay. I see that.
The issue for me is I won't think of the defense more if they get the better of them. I'll be worried about the offense. Like, why aren't you doing what every other training camp offense does? What's your answer to it?
I don't want it to be dominant, but I'd probably prefer defense looks a little better than the offense does because the offense, again, there's so many different things they're trying out, so many different things they're working through. It feels like sharpening. Whereas with the defense, I'm just like, man, if you guys are mixed up in coverage and don't know where you're standing and they're just cooking you in these practices, that's concerning. All right, Cowboys, true or false, Mozzie Smith and or Luke Schoonmaker will not be on the final roster.
Mozzie Smith or Schoonmaker won't be on the final roster.
And or you can include both of them if you like.
No, Mozzie's going to be on there. Schoonmaker. How much am I believing in Span Ford?
Todd Archer gave in his training camp preview had said that Schoonmaker, like there was positive buzz about the work he had put in this offseason, that they felt like he was one of the weight room winners.
And what's the rest of the depth chart look like?
Behind Schoonmaker, it's going to be Princeton Fant at tight end, who got a ball punched out and fumbled yesterday. And then you've got Brevin Spanford. John Stevens is still rehabbing.
I'll say false. Schoon will be on there, but he's the one I'm wondering about.
I think one will be.
Off?
But yeah.
Which one?
I mean, Schoon's the obvious pick, but yeah, I can't see them getting rid of Mozzie that fast.
The only thing that would give me some pause about Mozzie. And you got to remember, this is the same time in Taco Charlton's career where they got rid of him. And it's close to the same time where they got rid of Tristan Hill.
And Mozzie, by the way, according to Shotty, has lost some weight, so he's right at 300 pounds.
Yes, and unlike last time where we were like, was he told to do this or what? This is something they wanted him down. Like Eberflus
wanted
him.
Okay, he was drafted as what?
He was drafted as a one technique.
As a
which
one.
Which is a big space-eating run stopper.
So now he weighs as a three.
He was 336 when he got drafted. And he's under three now, which is wanting him to penetrate, get upfield. You're trying to get him to be more agile and get through the line of scrimmage. Eberflus is so particular about defensive linemen, and the scheme is so particular about defensive linemen that Mozzie is the one I could see where if he's just like, this is not what I have in mind, then that could spell trouble for him. All right, we got time for probably one more here. Cowboys, true or false? The Cowboys will acquire a veteran player we all know while in Oxnard. They are very thin at cornerback.
True.
Well, let's talk about the signing yesterday of the D lineman. Let's see if you can get his name right this time.
Yeah, I know. They got James Houston, hey. Justin's younger brother, I assume. I watched.
Yeah, no one has the last name Houston.
I watched a little bit of him yesterday. He's fine. He's an undersized, like, high motor guy. There's some tools that he has in terms of pass rush, but undersized edge rusher who's still available when training camp starts generally equals up to, yeah, you're kind of getting what you're going to get here. The thing that was interesting to me about it, and I don't understand the thought process here, I don't know why they targeted that right out of the gate. Like, they will usually get into camp and they find their hurry, we've got to get a body in here type of position within the first 3 days. Almost every year they'll bring in somebody like that. But it's Anthony Barr because the linebackers aren't good enough. It's Malik Hooker because the safeties aren't good enough. It's Carl Lawson because the edge rushers aren't good enough. It felt like edge rusher was the deepest part of this football team.
Well, they don't have Micah.
They don't have Micah, but like Micah's physically like there, and he's told them he's communicated to Schottenheimer, I'm going to do stuff. And
which
so,
I don't believe. I don't believe Micah's going to be a full go. I know he's saying, I love the game, and right now it's just a back, and I'm just going to be out there because I'm under contract. I don't think David Mulligan is going to allow that. Do you? Does anyone believe that? Let's just say today he's 100%. He wakes up 100%. Is he out there full go?
No.
He says he will be.
Yeah, I don't know if he would be out in team. I don't think he would do team stuff. That, I think they would tell him, don't do that. There's too much that can go wrong there. Going through drills and being present, yes.
Okay.
I do think he would do that. But, like, if you look at their depth at passers, they got Marshawn Nealon, Sam Williams, Micah Ezeraku, Dante Fowler. Yeah. They signed Peyton Turner. Like, they've got a ton of veterans there. It's like, why are you going to get a seventh guy?
Maybe they thought he was too good to pass up.
That's possible. But, I mean, like, again, this is a guy who's changed teams, like, three times and was a free agent and is undersized. It just made me go, all right, there's something that seems off about the way they feel about their edge rushers.
Training camp, true or false, with our insider, Bobby Roberto Belt, on your official home of the Cowboys. Hopefully you can tell it by our coverage already on DFW Sports Station. Brian brought us at 8:40, Adam Schefter at 9, Brett Boone at 9:20. But let's spin the wheel.
Come on, Sports Match.
Do you have it?
Sports Match.
No. It's Dear Choppy.
Oh, all right. Me. More me.
More him. More me. Send in your questions for Dear Choppy, his toxic masculinity life advice, 877-881-1053, 877-881-1053.
Let RJ solve your problems. It's perfect timing because he needs to go off on another show in this radio station after what happened yesterday in Oxnard next. We got the random Wednesday wheel spin landing on Dear Choppy, your life problems, as you've heard with him punishing his son, and just other choppyisms.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. But there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margo Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Life. Oh, yeah. You can now gain some of that knowledge with your questions for him on the fan text. Franklin Franco Injury Attorney text line 877-881-1053. Choppy will answer those in a second. But, and then we have Brian Broaddus, Adam Schefter, and Brett Boone back to back to back on the Show of Whales, even though I guess G-Bag could take that moniker now after yesterday, here on Sean and RJ. Of all the practice highlights I watched yesterday, you know who was the number one most impressive guy to me? Did you have one that stands out or no?
No, not really.
And I'm assuming you didn't watch any practice highlights.
I mean, you can't really get anything from that. I saw what, you know, I saw the one that ESPN posted on TV from a couple years ago.
So your answer is Brandon Cooks.
Yeah. Brandon Cooks, yeah.
It was, and I'm not trolling you, it was Joe Milton.
Of course he is. It's Chuck Norris.
Joe Milton, he had a sideline throw where it was like, bam, on the receiver. He threw a couple deep balls. He was my number one. Just watching on social media, I was looking at the Joe Milton highlights the most. And I was waiting throughout the day. I went on the fan account. I went on the KNC Masterpiece account to see if they actually betrayed Ralph James Choppy, fellow Tennessee Volunteer, by interviewing Joe Milton. And you gave us word that they did.
Yeah, so I was super excited because, like, I had not. I was waiting. They said they were going to call me if, you know, in the middle of the interview, and I didn't get a phone call. And I was like, well, wait a second. What time is it out there? The time changers throw me off, screw me up. I'm like, well, man. And then I got a text from Ruben. Talking about what an amazing smile Joe Milton has.
Wow, Ruben.
And then I said, well, he's a mythical creature. And he says, you're going to love this interview. And I was like, I doubt it. I won't even listen to it. And he said, even if he said your name. And I said, if I wanted him to say my name, I'd hit him up on Cameo. You know, I'm relationship building here. And I have been told, and I know the fan account posted something towards me, that they did have him. They'll have the interview today. And that he said he had a comment about me, I guess.
And what do you want us to say to RJ Choppy?
Well,
about his jealousy.
I wouldn't say nothing about his jealousy. I would mostly say, dang, you couldn't be here today. We're sorry about that. I can't wait to meet you.
Nice.
Those guys didn't help you out by bringing you here today. but sorry to that.
So that
he apologized.
He apologized. Now listen, they did help me out. Look, I'm boycotting Crosstalk. I will not be on Crosstalk.
Wow.
Until further notice. I'm also very upset, you know, like, because Joe Milton doesn't realize what a fan of his I am, okay? This is the problem. I'm relationship building here,
yeah.
Okay? Boys and girls. They're not. This is,
I mean,
a
look at how well it worked out with Dak when you made a song about him every week.
I know. You know, he did. We did talk for a while, and then, you know, he got too big. He got too big, you know. With the
and guess what show messed that up?
And their show, KNC. Right? So, you know, now I've got to do some work. I got work to do. I'm trying to cultivate a relationship here on a walk-off off the field. But, you know, look, and I don't want Joe to get the wrong idea. The reason why we sent Kevin and Corey out there is because this is an irrelevant week of camp. They don't even have pads on. You know, Corey thinks cover zero means you literally cover zero people.
Oh, God.
Okay? That's why we sent them out there. And I don't want Joe Milton to get the wrong idea because, you know, when the Patriots were shading him on the way out, who was defending Joe Milton? It was me. Right, I was saying no. When this guy lost his job to Hendon Hooker, he became Hendon's best friend. It was me.
Drake May's the problem.
Okay, who's the one that said if Josh Allen was actually an athlete, they would just call him Joe Milton?
You did.
That was me.
Yeah.
Who was the one that said if Cam Newton ever found a weight room, he would just be the beta version of Joe Milton? Right. Was me.
Yeah.
Who was there to watch you beat Clemson in the Orange Bowl? That was me. You know, yesterday I was at the gym. I was just trying to get my workout in. I was isolating biceps for 90 minutes like a real athlete would. And here comes Kevin and Corey ruining my day with it was one thing if they got them live to insult me by recording it. Yeah, you could have said no, but no, you guys don't have content for 4 hours.
No!
So you need to fill it with Joe Milton.
There's no WWE wrestlers out there.
There's no WWE. So I'll tell you something. Three things. One, boycott and crosstalk, okay? You just lost your fun. Two, next year when I do your rental cars, if you're still employed, year when I do your rental cars, I am getting you guys the smallest damn rental car I could find. Yeah. The smart car,
not the Telez version.
Yeah. No, you two will not fit in this thing. And then three, Good luck selling anything for pizzas on this year.
Whoa!
F them kids, okay? Oh! That's what we're doing.
Oh! All right.
I am torpedoing. I haven't even brought up the golf tournament. Okay, I haven't even brought that up.
What golf tournament?
The one that they sold with me.
Oh, you're
still not waiting to play that thing.
You're not going to participate.
I'm still waiting to play in it. You know, I'm still waiting to play in it.
Wow.
Yeah. You guys messed with the wrong one.
What an absolutely perfect lead-in to Dear Choppy.
This letter's about love and loss. Here's what he writes.
Dear Slim. Slim.
All right, we got some questions for RJ Choppy and his toxic masculinity. You can get yours in 877-881-1053. 877-881-1053. First one here, 469. RJ Choppy, how do I convince my wife to let me turn the garage into a man cave?
Oh.
You're asking the wrong guy.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah, I mean, I clean the garage. So here's, I think you got to do this. You got to make it it's a land grab. You got to make it a land grab.
What does that mean?
You just start taking ownership. You start cleaning it up, getting rid of some of the stuff. All of a sudden, you put a Cowboys flag or a Rangers flag or Longhorns flagged up there.
Incrementalism.
Incrementally, because you don't want a confrontation. You want to make this a man cave without actually having to think that she gave anything up, because then you still have that card to play down the road. Oh, I didn't ask for a man cave. I just kind of took it.
You have to install AC then, right?
Yeah. I mean, you can't
have a man cave in Texas right now.
Well,
Unless it has air conditioning.
They're going to be practical, right? So you're going to slowly start building it out, and then it's going to be like, well, we can't, like, this is kind of the aesthetic of the garage now, honey. Like, we should, like, she'll want to put AC in there at that point, because she's just going to realize that's not practical.
So,
we need to change this up.
You start with cleaning it up, and then you get a green, like, AstroTurf tarp. Just lay that down in the middle, right? So you get a little bit of
get epoxy from my boy.
Yeah.
Matolos.
Epoxy's great. Then throw a TV on the wall. You know, and then get like
what's that TV doing on there?
Box fan, you know. And then you start spending more time out there. You're working on your car. Oh, you know, I'm doing some garage stuff. You know, and you're constantly out there. It's a land grab. I think that's what you're doing here. You're just making it a land grab. You're taking ownership. It's a non-confrontational way to take it.
All right. And tell her it's increasing real estate value.
Yeah, it's another room. You know, if we put a closet out here, honey,
yeah,
you know, we get to call that another room.
Exactly. All right, 817 here on Dear Choppy. Dear Choppy. My girlfriend said she won't change her last name once she gets married. What do you think?
This is a tough one. This is a tough one because this is, you know, you could get canceled.
Because Sarah's is now not country men, but choppy men.
Choppy men, yes.
So that was a great compromise.
It's a great compromise. I think you just got to go down. This is the same thing. I said, who's stronger? I'm stronger. What I say goes.
That's true.
I think that's what you got to say. And Sarah's strong. I mean, she is.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you, but, you know, truthfully, this is one of those that I think you would in your. It depends on your friend group.
Oh, well,
if you've got a friend group that will shame you,
yeah, don't be in my friend group if this is going
to
be you.
Oh,
yeah,
it doesn't even matter to friend group to me. Like, nope, we're not doing this. This is a sign.
There's two types of people, right? There's the
two types.
There's the alpha and the beta.
Mm-hmm. I think you can call her bluff.
Well, I'm not going to be in the relationship. This is a sign that she is really, really strong-willed and want to probably control the relationship moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
That's the eject button. See you later, out.
Yeah.
It's not a deal breaker like with the topic, but it's a sign of other things to come.
Yeah, here's what I would say. If you're willing to
unless your last name's Kennedy, I'm going to benefit from your famous last name.
If she's famous. Yes.
If you're telling me he will call off the wedding because you're not changing your last name, and she would call off the wedding because she's not wanting to change her last name. Like, if you guys are over that diametrically opposed, you probably don't have a worldview match that I would think would last in marriage anyway.
If your last name's Kaczynski, I'm in.
Yeah, you're probably right on that, Bobby. Like, you know, if either party is willing to call off the wedding, like, that's, you're probably not actually in love. I think the easy way to go. Hey, look, do you not trust that this is going to last? Do you not love me?
Prenup.
Well, and a lot of times it's like it's not even going to last. It's like, no, I just don't want to give up my name. That's my name. That's my history. Like, that's a lot of what it can be. All right.
By the way, Sarah's going through the name change process now. It is a beating.
My mom never did it. My mom.
Well, she didn't ran out of time.
Yeah, I mean, she only had, you know, 19 years or whatever until she did. But she went by belt and all her documents, but she never had, like, actually gone to the tax office to do it.
What's the problem?
It's, well, you got to start with your Social Security card.
Okay.
All right. And then you got to get it. Then you got to make a driver's license appointment, which is like 4 months out.
Oh, my.
And then you've got to make a passport appointment.
Oh.
And then you got to make a this and that. And it's like you got to change everything.
Wow.
And it's got to go like incrementally. It's like almost like 6 months to a year process to wind up doing this thing.
Hayden Hawkins asked this one on Facebook last month when we asked for Dear Choppy questions. Dear Choppy, I struggle with the choice of bone-in or bone-out wings. What should I do?
Well, I think you got to go place to place.
I thought you were an anti-bone-out guy.
No, he's an anti-bone-in.
Oh, is that what he is?
Yeah, I'm a boneless wing
guy.
But
you eat the cartilage when you get the bone.
I do. Yeah, I do.
Which is weird. That's very bipolar.
That was crazy.
Listen, I go.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
To the spectrums here.
I can't believe I'll never forget when you did that. You ate the end of the
Peaks,
wing.
Yeah.
At Twin Peaks.
Yeah.
Ate the cartilage.
I love doing that. You know, when Sarah, when we have chicken wings at home,
yeah.
And when she, because she eats her chicken wings, she leaves so much meat on the bone.
Yeah.
And I just grab it. I just finish it.
Yeah.
And I just put the whole thing in my mouth. Just rip it right off. And I get that good cartilage. But I think it depends place to place. Like if you go to Pluckers, the boneless is the absolute way to go. That is a spear. That is a chicken breast.
Yeah.
That is a massive breast of chicken.
They'll give you the bird. That's why they
literally
say
will
that.
Give you the bird.
Yeah.
But you know, if you go to like the original, like that Duff's, like the original chicken, those bone in, it's the size of a coffee mug. It's massive.
Good answer.
So you got to get it there.
Last one, real quick here. 254. Dear Choppy, how do I get my stubborn ass son to realize that his job is quiet quitting him by cutting his hours?
I think you should answer this one.
They didn't cut his hours. They just said you're laid off. You got to go there.
You have to say, listen, you got to find something else. You know, you threaten to kick him out of the house.
There you go.
If you threaten to kick him out, you need to get more money. You have to make X amount of money by this date. Otherwise, you're out of the street.
Yeah, threaten baseboard work.
Threaten baseboard work. Yeah, threaten them.
There it is, Dear Choppy, Hump Day Edition with
Hump
the
day.
Random Wednesday Wheel Spin, as the Show of Wales is about to deliver for you. 9 o'clock hour, Adam Schefter, Brett Boone live, but let's head out to Oxnard, California for our station scout, Brian Broaddus, on practice and all the circus, next on The Fan.
I've seen the other nickname float around. I don't know if you've heard it, the Girthquake.
Yeah, I haven't heard that one, so that's new to me, but that's kind of funny.
That's pretty badass, is it? Now, you're from California, and girthy as hell.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if I like that one.
All right.
Oh, wow, okay.
All right.
That was the Rowdy Tellez interview on the G-Bag Nation, and I rely on Brian brought us to be the class part of that show. And he's joining us now from Oxnard in the Reliant AC. Brian brought us hot seat here on 105.3 The Fan. What happened?
You guys should take a lesson on how to interview players and administrators from us. We know how to get exactly to the point with these executives. I mean, I know I listen to you guys every week, talk to Jerry and talk to the, you know, the head coach. Every interview you should do should be a pattern. We should be the shining example of how interviews should be conducted on this radio station. Gentlemen, good morning to you.
Good morning.
What were you doing during it? And how many questions did you ask?
I was cracking up. I was fly on the wall guy. I was downline. So when we do interviews, I usually just kind of lay out here because, you know, I don't know, because they can't see me and stuff. And, you know, maybe it makes it, we get someone talking over somebody. I was just sitting here laughing. I mean, literally, I had my mic off and I was laughing so hard. You did the first part of that interview, too. Dawson was asking him about brisket sandwiches and all that, kind of fat shaming him and all that. And, you know, and then it came down to, I think he got more irritated with us as the interview wore on and to the point where Dawson felt like terrible. Like he was, you know, he had to contact Rich Rice and, hey, I'm really sorry, you know, and so we might not have another player show ever again.
I said that I thought you not being in the studio is what hurt the setup. Because you would have been in the studio and you would have been making facial expressions like, guys, this is not, we gotta stop.
We've had some interviews that have gone that way. Eric makes people feel really uncomfortable with his questions. Yeah. Like, hey, if you're in the weight room, who's the guy you're checking out the most without his shirt on? You know, hey, when you're in the locker room, it's kind of a little bit like Choppy does with the old man in the towel, you know, in the locker room hanging around, just take the towel off, walk around like, you know, you're the guy in the room. And so, yeah.
When did you all find out you were doing this interview? That's a big part to me.
That was with the player show at home games. It's generally pretty standard. On road games, we've been waiting. We don't know. We guess. We usually feel like it's whatever player just got called up. Yeah. You know, I mean, we've been real fortunate with some. You know, with we've gotten some good ones, you know, with Simeon and stuff, Seager. We've gotten some. And then it's also that we've also had ones where guy was just called up and he's 0-2. And then now we're asking him questions, kind of a thing.
But what time? This was a home game. So when do you usually find out?
Yeah, this was we caught pretty early because we were promoting it. We were promoting it like, you know, Gavin was really excited to ask brisket questions and. And then Eric and the girthy questions, and it just, you could just tell we started off so bad, and he was very nice about it, and then all of a sudden it turned into, oh no, this is kind of becoming a little uncomfortable here. Yeah. But we slogged through it, but like I said, we are the standard of how to interview our guests and make them feel.
Speaking of big guys,
yeah. There we go.
Brian brought us from Oxnard, California, on the home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan. Your recap and your take of all this drama, all the press conference drama, Micah and Diggs responding yesterday, Terrence Steele, Dak, did they catch strays? What do you make of all this?
Yeah, I kind of feel like, though, to me, this is where I think that Jerry understands what's going on with Micah. You know, they're quick to point out the contract that they're all under and, you know, hey, it's, you know, that's not the problem. But I think he's a little bit more, you know, talking about with Micah, it's the leadership stuff. And, you know, it's a little bit easier for Jerry. And they've had people, and this is nothing new, Sean. I mean, I feel like that you've been very adamant about this even 2 years ago. And I think we took a lot of heat, you, me, Bobby, Zach Wolchuk, people in the organization were telling us that, you know, things with Micah are just not, hey, this would be a mistake. If you give this guy money, it's going to be a problem. If you do this, it's going to be a problem. You know, not coming from Jerry and Steven, but coming from people within the organization, whether it's front office people, medical people. I mean, you know, we all have our sources of who we talk to. And people were pretty adamant about Micah and not being a great leader. And so when that all went down, everybody's like, oh, you're just being a hater. You're not doing, you know, you're being mean, this, that, and the other. And these are real things you hear. And now you're kind of hearing them from the owner and general manager on the platform, you know, up on the stage. And so there is legitimately a concern about paying Micah Parsons. And they're working through that right now. And so, but they've also got to draw a line in the sand somewhere, because these contracts are killing them. And they're getting run over by these agents, because these agents aren't negotiating them with them. You know, there's no reason, if you have a high-profile player, to call the Dallas Cowboys. Just wait this thing out, and eventually you will get what you want out of this deal. And, you know, now we're starting to hear that David Mulligetta, we're trying to call and all that, Adam Pacifica not calling back. You know, we're hearing all that stuff. But this was a lot about, you know, that I feel like that they've had some legitimate concerns. This is not a slam dunk to them. If it was, I think this thing would have been done by now. But maybe this is where they draw the line in the sand with Micah. And I think they're also betting, guys, that Micah will not sit out. You know, the fact that he's doing a stay in right now tells them he doesn't want to be fined the $50,000 a day for missing camp. So they're betting on that maybe they can get him on that he won't miss game checks either, and that they might be able to get a deal that's, you know, but they've got to draw a line in the sand. The whole thing with Diggs, real quick, is, to me, this is where I think that Shoddy's got to go do some damage control. He's got to put his arm around Diggs and say, listen, I don't share the thought of what the front office is saying about you. I need you to come play. I need you to be healthy. I need you to, you know, you got to believe me. You got to trust me. This is a good cop, bad cop situation. This legitimately, Jerry Jones made this one personal. This is a very personal thing that he did with Diggs. And he's mad at Diggs for, hey, I signed you to the contract. You got hurt. I told people, I mean, we talked about it again on the show about he didn't rehab well. People are like, oh, you're being a hater again, Broadus. And so now all of a sudden the general manager comes out. He doesn't work out. We heard all that. We've reported that. And now he's not even being around the facility. That, you know, we negotiated this $500,000 roster, or not roster, but performance bonus or workout bonus for you, and you don't even use it. You know, what's going on there? So, yeah, I think Jerry got mad, and he let the world know that he was mad about it.
So, Brian, and we're talking with Brian Broaddus live from the tennis courts in Oxnard, where we will be next week. KNC Masterpiece is already there. Brian, you know, we've seen this play out tons of times before with Jerry in the middle of contract negotiations with CD, yeah. Zeke, Dak, everybody else.
Right.
It's not nearly as common that we see it happen with somebody who's not in the middle of a negotiation like it's happening with Diggs. In your experience in the past, when Jerry has done something like that towards a player who was not in the middle of a negotiation, has that typically been the start of the clock running out on their time here?
I'm going to ask you this one, Bobby. Is this a Amari Cooper situation?
That's one of the first people that popped into my head. Yeah, that was the start of his clock.
Yeah, that was the start. You know, when Amari Cooper, when all of a sudden they lost those games, they lost a game at Kansas City, and then they lost a game against the Raiders, and it was all because of the COVID stuff and everything. I think that's when Jerry made things very personal with Amari Cooper. And then that was the end of Amari Cooper. So, yeah, it's kind of starting that way. There's a lot of people right now that believe that Diggs will not be here in next year, and we'll see if that all plays out. But right now, I mean, does Diggs even want to come back and play? That's another question you have to ask yourself. He could sit there and say, "Oh, I'm not ready." I was told that they won't really know till the middle of August how his availability, what the future of his availability really will be.
Talk to us about practice and what stood out to you day one.
Yeah, I tell you what, yesterday, a lot of Dak under center, a lot of working on running the football. And that to me was, 12 personnel stuff with the tight ends, some condensed formations, some movement, some shifting. When you watch the offense shift and the defense has to shift with it, then you kind of get an idea that they're trying to do some of the things that they're going to set out. Again, day one of installation, let's try and line up here and see if we can get a hat on a hat and get a back free. A couple different times they were able to do that, you know, with the backs. Miles Sanders, I thought, did a really nice job. A couple different times they take the ball to the left side, they're pressing it on the gap, and then he, you know, they gets a backside block from Booker, and you know they've got everybody kind of pinned off, and now you got a cutting lane, you know, right open up in the middle of the field, and they did that a couple of different times. So there was more of a commitment to like usually these practices you watch, it's a throw, it's a throw, it's a throw. Okay, now it's a run. there was more commitment to in this practice of being able to try and say, let's line up and see if we can get some early indications if some of the scheme stuff that we have might work on the first day of installation.
Do those shifts, motions, all that stuff, is that one of those things like that takes longer to really get down because you've got to constantly be more on time?
Yeah, it's really kind of a test. It's a good question, Chop, because it's kind of a test of, are your guys retaining, you know, when you're talking about trading two guys, you know, trading guys right and left, and then you bring another guy in motion behind that, very San Francisco-like. You know, San Francisco, I consider a power running scheme because they play with Kyle Juszczyk. I think Dallas wants to do some of the similar stuff with Span Ford and then Hunter Lipke and guys like that. I think they've kind of, so when you're trading formation or trading players to create different advantages and then bringing motion again with that, behind that, yeah, it's stuff that you really kind of need to work on the coordination of it.
Anything you want us to ask Adam Schefter next besides how many brisket sandos he's put down this morning?
You know, it's funny, like, I've talked to Adam quite a bit, you know, and no, seriously, and, like, he asked me, like, he will throw something out there, and I'm like, where did you get that? And he's like, well, I've got a source. I go, well, let me run this back and see. And then he and I we've had some good conversations before. He could be very, very helpful. And I, like, he's helpful for me, and I try and be helpful for him. We all kind of work at this big family and stuff like that. But I think Adam does a hell of a job.
Well, you just described what you're doing for us, helping us out with the extra work, as always, from Brian Broaddus in Oxnard, California. We'll do it again Friday. Thank you, brother. Appreciate you.
Appreciate you guys. Take care. Have a great day.
The great Brian Broaddus setting an 840 fan cam record. Sorry, Bobby, in Below the Belt, brought to you by Best Buy Windows and Siding. Let's see if we can keep it going. The reporting legend, Adam Schefter, joins us live. What's he hearing about the Micah deal? Next on The Fan.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.